Coming up on episode number 430, in honor of Leap Day, which is tomorrow, February 29th, we're going to turn the tables and play the original versions of songs that you know better as covers. We'll also have a little tribute to Eric Clapton as part of the show. It's Originalville, and it's coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who will come on in and cover me.
Every 4 years it comes, extra day in the month. There's something spooky about the leap year and February the 29th. That can't be right now. Better get a grip. Don't fear the leap year. Just an extra day. Don't fear the leap year. 24 more hours. Don't fear the leap year. There's more time to play.
All right, special thanks to David Bennett for turning me on to that version of that sort of parody cover of Don't Fear the Reaper. Don't Fear the Leap Year, which apparently is part of a commercial campaign that he was able to pick up. Greetings from Coverville. This is my name is Brian Emmett. Welcome to another edition of Originalville, where we flip things around, kind of a Sadie Hawkins kind of tradition here, where instead of playing the covers of songs that you probably know the originals, we're going to play the original versions of songs that you know better as covers. And let's go ahead and get things kicked off with a song that's actually a favorite of my wife's. It's originally done by Mike Oldfield with guest Maggie Riley on vocals. She was also the vocalist on his hit Moonlight Shadow, if you remember that one from the 80s. It was later covered by Hall & Oates. It is Family Man.
Push me too far, I just might.
J.J. Cale with his original version of a song that he wrote and Eric Clapton made famous. It was Cocaine, and you'll find that on his album The Definitive Collection, along with another track which we're about to hear. Before that, you heard Family Man by Mike Oldfield, a song that Hall & Oates made famous in the 80s. That comes from 1994 compilation called Elements, The Best of Mike Oldfield. And like I mentioned, that vocalist on that track is Maggie Riley, who also was the singer on his hit Moonlight Shadow, which, if you're a follower of Lyrics Undercover, you caught last week. Really quickly, let me tell you about the sponsor for tonight's episode of Coverville. It is Bluehost, bluehost.com, the official web host of Coverville. They host the website, everything you see when you go to coverville.com, and you should go to coverville.com. You get 1,500 gigabytes of hosting space, 15,000 gigabytes of transfer every month, and 2,500 pop email or IMAP email accounts. Check them out, bluehost.com. You get all of this stuff for $6.95 a month. And when you sign up, make sure you use the link on coverville.com. They give me a little bit of a stipend or a little bit of a kickback for sending people their way if they sign up through my link. But you know what? Even if I didn't get that, I would totally recommend these guys. Their customer support is top-notch. And if you're thinking about starting a blog, great way to do it. Just go to Bluehost, $6.95. You get the domain included, not just the hosting, but the domain as well. And they have built-in WordPress, so with a flick of a switch, you've got WordPress turned on that thing too. Very simple, very easy, as Chef Tell used to say. Check them out, Bluehost.com. Go through the link on Coverville. Well, Cocaine wasn't the only song that Eric Clapton borrowed from J.J. Cale. He also borrowed After Midnight, and on that same album, on that same definitive collection, we've got the original version of J.J. Cale's After Midnight. Here it is, a little scratchy, apologize for the sound quality, but I think you'll get the picture.
After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang out. After midnight, we're gonna chug a love and shout. Gonna stimulate some action, we're gonna hit some satisfaction, we're gonna find out what it is all about. After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang out. After midnight, I'm gonna shake your tambourine. After midnight, it's gonna be peaches and cream. We're gonna cause talk and suspicion. We're gonna give an exhibition. We're gonna find out what it is all about. After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang out.
Don't you remember when you told me you such a sad affair. With you again, what to say to make you
come again?
Come back and play for me. You're sad.
Don't you remember me? Told me you loved me, baby.
Diddley recovering a song that he made famous way back in 1957. It was made famous again, or it was popularized in 1992 as part of Eric Clapton's Unplugged album. And then just recently, 1999, Bo Diddley recovered it again for an album called Blues Power, The Songs of Eric Clapton. That's Bo Diddley with Before You Accuse Me. Before that, Groupie, also known as Superstar, which was a hit single for Delaney and Bonnie. And they often featured Eric Clapton as part of the group there. Not always. And they also were partners with J.J. Cale. You'll find that song, of course, I'm sorry, that was also made famous by the Carpenters. That's kind of why, but the Eric Clapton connection is why I included it as part of the Eric Clapton set there. You'll find that on the album The Best of Delaney and Bonnie. Of course, it was made famous most recently. I don't know about made famous, but Sonic Youth did a cover of it for the If I Were a Carpenter album, and there was a pivotal scene in Juno recently. Also, that song played a pivotal part in the movie with Chris Farley, Tommy Boy. Yes, great scene there. And then we started the set off with After Midnight, another song by J.J. Cale from that definitive collection. It was a song that Eric Clapton also had a great hit single with. And it's funny to see on those two J.J. Cale tracks how little Eric Clapton changed the instrumentation and the music, but still certainly made it his own. All right, let's get to some thank yous. I want to say thank you to quite a few people. It's so good to be back behind the regular microphone compared to that one I had in Orlando. Big thanks to Stephanie from Yulee, Florida, Dan from Grand Rapids, Michigan for their generous donations, and also thanks to John, who runs the blog By the Bayou, and also is a contributor to Houston.com for his great mention of Coverville, his kind words. Also, thanks to Eric from YourHub, featured Coverville just last weekend in the YourHub section of the Rocky Mountain News, a big full-page article about how I spend my day as part of the Coverville media empire. Let's get back to, here's a song. Oh, this is great. This is one that I didn't even realize was a cover until just a couple of years ago. A song that is absolutely iconic and forever will be linked to Gladys Knight and the Pips. It wasn't originally by Gladys Knight and the Pips, though. It was originally by Sissy Houston, who's also known as Whitney Houston's mother and a cousin to Dionne Warwick. In 1972, she was given a song that was originally titled A Midnight Plane to Houston. The writer made a couple quick changes and the name became Midnight Train to Georgia. Let's hear Sissy Houston's original version of this song from the 1972 album Mama's Cookin'.
He kept dreaming.
Not hard to believe that that song came from the 80s, with the way it sounds in that version right there. From 1986, a group called The Lover Speaks with their version, their original version of No More I Love Yous, a song that Annie Lennox would put on her Medusa album in 1995. Great version. Both versions are great. The band only put out one album they put out an album in 1986. They put out a second album in 1988, but between that time, they actually toured with the Eurythmics, and there's where that connection came from. That's The Lover Speaks. Before that, Strange Loves, with the original version of I Want Candy from 1965. Bow Wow Wow had a hit with it in 1982, and most recently, Melanie Chisholm, or Sporty Spice, as she's also known, had a single with it just last year, 2007. We start everything off, though, with Midnight Train to Georgia with Sissy Houston and No Pips. That comes from her 1972 album, Mama's Cookin'. And the song was originally titled Midnight Plane to Houston, and they eventually changed it to Midnight Train to Georgia and later gave it to Gladys Knight and the Pips to re-record. And with that, we're going to go ahead and close this edition of Coverville, Originalville, I should say. We're going to be back on Sunday night with a Velvet Underground cover story in honor of Lou Reed's birthday, which is coming up here pretty soon. If you have a suggestion, a question, or a request, or any comments about the show, please, I'd love to hear it. I'd love to hear your feedback. You can email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line 206-222-COVER, or you can post a message on the weblog or in the forums at www.coverville.com. Also, that's a place where you can find out all about cover songs, not just about the show, but we've got YouTube videos on there. We've got discussions. We've got announcements about future albums coming out, things like that. So make sure you check out coverville.com. Like I said, we'll be back on Sunday night with a Velvet Underground cover story. In the meantime, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CacheFly, cashfly.com. Also, thanks to Bluehost for their sponsorship.